It's called The Shortest Show on the Fringe, and it's called the 5 W's.
Which stand for?
Who are you?
We just do this. Okay, all right. Felicity Ward.
Why are you here?
Because I hate making money.
Where you hate making money?
I hate making money at the Pleasance Courtyard at 9 p.m. every night except for the 17th.
And where are you from?
I'm from Australia, but I live in London now.
Welcome. That's it.
Thank you very much. The end.
That's it.
Well, I gave myself 5 stars.
I thought you were very good.
Thank you very much.
You were busy. You were doing another gig last night, Felicity, I think. Was it the other night about the mental health? Were you comparing that?
Oh, so I've got my documentary tonight.
Right.
And then on Sunday night, I've got a mental health benefit.
Right.
And that's with Legato Chocolat and with Bryony Kimmings and Mike McShane and Carl Donnelly, and it's going to be massive.
That's something close to your heart because you've been doing a lot of work with that over the years.
Yeah, so this show that I'm doing is about mental illness and IBS. I have also irritable bowel syndrome, which is, I know, just got a little bit sexy in here. I made a documentary about it last year, which, as I said, I'm showing tonight, but that sort of came from personal experience. So I got diagnosed 5 years ago with anxiety, generalized anxiety, and evolving depression. It's all right. You don't have to look sad. You're like, oh, God, all right, we have to get serious now. You absolutely don't.
I'm going to say congratulations. Because,
thank you.
Yeah, because...
5 year anniversary.
Yeah, and you've made, let me get the correct title here, you have made the 5 best jokes of the day in The Fringe.
I don't know what that means.
Well, they do a kind of a straw poll and they find the best 5 jokes.
Okay.
Around The Fringe, and you're in there.
Oh, right.
Felicity Ward, when having an irritated bowel syndrome attack, I say I'm having a closing down sale
because everything must go. Hey.
So you're in the top 5.
Where is that from?
That's from one of the tabloid papers, The Mirror.
Oh, thanks, Mirror.
There you go. So you can, I'll send you that.
All right.
Okay.
Send that home to Mum. Look, I've made it. I'm talking about my bum hole. Aren't you proud?
What's the full title?
The full title is What If There Is No Toilet?
And obviously, that must...
I'm sorry to make you laugh, but I'm actually not.
Conjure up kind of, you know, lots of kind of things for when people come to see you. Do they know what they're going to come to see when they get that title like that?
I hope so. I mean, I think that if toilet is in the title and the poster is me praying next to a toilet, that there may be some toilet material in the show.
Right.
So the show is about that. They may not know that if they haven't read the blurb, they may not know that there's mental health stuff in there, but they are inextricably linked.
I'm just glad there's no cockatoo this year.
Oh, why?
You know, it was quite scary last year.
Was
it? Yeah.
It was a pretty fierce picture, but I loved it. Do you know, Hector was the name of the cockatoo.
Right.
And his owner was wonderful, and his owner had no hair. So when we started taking photos, like, the cockatoo was on the front of my arm and then just went straight for my hair. I was like, what is this? I've never seen this before. And he's chewing it, and I didn't want to make the owner feel bad, but it's like, well, obviously I've got a lot of it.
So you moved from cockatoo to toilet this year.
Yeah, that's right.
How have the audience found it so far? Your weekend?
Really good. There was a couple of nights where people were getting a bit serious going, oh, we're talking about mental illness now, so we have to listen to this reverently. And I've let them know one night that you don't need to feel like that, that you don't need to, like, basically, you don't need to worry about pushing me over the edge by laughing at the crazy lady because I got pushed over a long time ago. So they may as well laugh.
Pushed over in what way?
Oh, I mean...
when you discovered you had an issue.
Yeah, I think that audiences hear, there are some trigger words that liberal audiences get concerned about. They go, oh, this is one of those topics, so this isn't the funny part. This is the we are listening and learning part. And the whole hour is about mental illness. So if they listen and learn for an hour, it's not a very good comedy show. So I just give them permission to laugh at it, and then once they've got permission, then everything's great.
So do you find it hard to make mental illness funny?
It took a long time. It's taken a lot of attempt. It's taken a lot of failed jokes, I can tell you that. Making a joke and going, oh, that was too dark. Okay, no, we'll scratch that joke. Okay, guys.
Yeah, because I imagine it's quite a brave thing to kind of tackle.
It's, you know what? I think with stand-up, it's really nice to have a challenge. And if I can make something that I really care about and I can make that funny, then that is far more rewarding to me than just being able to make a joke where everyone goes, oh, yeah, I can relate to that. Oh, yeah, you know, men and women are different. Not to say that there aren't great difference between men and women jokes, but for me, if I've got to talk about it for an hour every night for 29 nights, if I care about it as well and I can make people laugh, then it's a far more satisfying experience.
Looking at what you, how you started in this, in the kind of world, Felicity, on this on a road, well, I would describe you as maybe an accidental comedian because, yeah. And is that maybe helping you now with the way that you view comedy and the way that you kind of take it on? Because maybe you're tackling it from a different angle that traditional comedians would kind of maybe look at things.
I don't know. I mean, I would loathe to say that I'm doing anything that hasn't been done before because I'm sure that lots of comedians have talked about mental illness before, but I feel like there's a bit of a groundswell at the moment this year in particular that it seems that quite a few shows happen to be dealing with mental health, so it seems to be at the forefront of media are talking about it and it's easy to put people together and say, oh, all of these people are talking about this topic. As far as the way that I came into it, I don't know. I think it just means that I'm learning all the time. I don't know if it gives me a fresh outlook.
Still a baby.
Still a wee baby.
Things are clicking into place, as you put it. You know, this recently you've got, what else have you got? Chat
nothing,
show?
I have nothing else.
Chat show? A little bit in a sitcom?
No.
No?
Oh, no. So I was...
in a chat show.
So I have a sitcom coming.
You forgot about them.
I've literally forgot. So I was in the John Bishop... I was in John Bishop's show. I was in the first episode of that doing stand-up. And then I'm in an upcoming sitcom later in the year. I don't think I'm allowed to say which one it is yet.
Okay.
Because I think it's been waiting to come out for a while. And then I've got this documentary that's happening. And I don't know, life is pretty good at the moment.
I can see a smile on your face.
Yeah.
What's coming up after the festival?
Hopefully a lot of sleep. Just so much sleep. There's a chance I'm going back to Australia to do a festival, but it's just we're just figuring out whether it's viable or not and I can get some other work while I'm out there.
And how much time do you spend between the two? You're based in London now.
I'm based in London, yeah. I spend a majority of the year in the UK or in Europe, and I only spent 3 weeks there this year. So it's... I don't know. The year before, I was sort of back and forth. And when I gave it a really long time being away, I realised all the stereotypes are actually true. Because people used to go, oh, there's so much space and people are so friendly and everyone's relaxed. And when I was going back and forth, I'm like, well, I don't really see the difference. And then I went back this time, got off the plane, and it was 25, 26 degrees at 11 o'clock at night, and everyone's walking around the airport with flip-flops on, and I'm like, will you people hurry up? I have places. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've lived in London too long.
Bang.
You need to chill out, Felicity.
It does that to you, doesn't it? It just gets on top of you.
It does.
Gets you in a mindset.
Yeah, it's like the Hunger Games living in London. It's like, all right, here we go. Just run. Just get there.
Okay, five of your favourite things to finish, if I may. I'm going to give you some categories.
Sure.
Your favourite place?
The beach where I'm from, Kilcare Beach.
Favourite person?
Oh, probably my niece. She's 3. We have the same mentality.
Favourite time of your life, listen.
Favourite time of my life? I got engaged 2 months ago. That was pretty awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did he ask you?
He was asleep and... Then I woke him up with my day.
Ultimatum.
And then I was like, honey, is there something that you wanted to tell me? No, it wasn't like that at all. And then we went up to the kitchen and I told him that his chocolate hadn't turned up in the online shop. And he went, oh, no. And I went, I know. And then he put his hands on my face and said, look how beautiful you are. Will you marry me and have babies with me and live with me forever? And I said, are you asking? And he said, yes. And I said, yes. And then I said, will you marry me and have babies with me and live with me forever? And he said, yes. And then we hugged and we smiled and then we called Australia.
That's a beautiful story.
It's pretty great.
Favourite film?
This is embarrassing. Probably Point Break.
Patrick Swayze,
wow. Keanu Reeves, action, surfing, skydiving, bank robbery. What else do you need?
Okay. And finally, Felicity, your favourite song?
Favourite song? Oh, that's hard. Maybe Hey by the Pixies.
Well, it's not one I know, but I'll look it up.
I think it's track 13 on Doolittle. The album is Doolittle. It's a cracking song.
Okay. And finally, where are you appearing? Give someone more time. Where's What time?
Pleasance Courtyard, 9 p.m. every night. The show is What If There Is No Toilet? The room is called The Above, but just go to Pleasance Courtyard because there's too many rooms to remember.
It's been a pleasure. Look forward to seeing what you bring in next year.
Thank you. Lovely to see you again, John.